Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Ladies and gentlemen, these are the stories from the actual.
Good morning. We are looking at Wanted Wednesday kind of morning. It's 53 degrees, 10 minutes after 8 o'clock. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden.
You know, when we're talking like this, you know there's only one person that can be in studio, and that's got to be Trent Ferris. So serious.
That's exactly
face. Serious. Because we're talking serious stuff.
Serious. On the case.
We are on the case.
Coppa.
Coppa. That's right. So what have we got?
Well, this coming, not this coming week, Thanksgiving week, but next week after you've gone holiday shopping and eaten all your turkey and everything and you're riding through Clover, York, or Kings Mountain, you may see a whole bunch of canine teams running through the area, and that's nothing to be afraid of. A lot of people, when they see, oh, I see bloodhounds and canine units running through the area, what's going on? Well, this time it's our annual, 21st annual Bloodhound Winter Training Seminar.
And
we have it every year. It's the first week of December. During the week, they'll have canine units from across the country, from North and South Carolina, West Virginia, Virginia, Indiana, Alabama, Georgia, and Florida will be here with their dogs.
That's an economic impact.
Yes.
So that's a good
and
thing.
So they'll be here training up around the Kings Mountain, York, Clover area. And it's always fun. It's fun. We always have a good time up there, and the canine teams will be there. This year will be the first year without Sergeant, retired Randy Clinton, but he'll be there. He's already said he's going to be there anyway.
And
he cannot not be there.
That's great. That's great.
And he is billed or has a reputation for being the best canine handler in the state of South Carolina. And was just awarded an award from the Strom Thurmond Law Enforcement Award.
Law Enforcement
Fantastic.
Excellence Award.
Well-deserved.
So, but, yeah, we have bloodhound handlers who are beginners to all the way to advanced, and they run through the woods and around the city areas. They try to mix it up and have everybody have a different kind of what they call tracks and different scents and trails that they go on. So it's not always just in the woods.
Yes.
So you'll see some, if you're riding through York and Clover area, you'll see canine units just walking down the road and doing their job.
The dogs need this practice like everything else. Practice makes perfect.
Well, we always like to say the dogs are genetically gifted sniffers.
Okay.
They don't need any practice on how their nose works.
Okay.
But they do need practice on how to track those scents. And it's more for the handler than it is for the dog, believe it or not. The handler has to sit there and read what his dog is, his
that
or her dog is doing.
Squirrel.
I mean, are they going? Is the dog trying to, go off on a path to follow a deer, or we're trying to follow the person that we're looking for?
Okay.
So, I mean, there's a whole bunch of other stuff going on. Sunday, they'll be up here taking a scent class, and that's just for the handlers. The handlers to figure out how scent flows and how it moves and when it goes into a ditch or when the wind's blowing, which direction is it going, that kind of thing.
So this will take place next week, December the 1st through the 5th, at up there at Kings Mountain State Park.
Yep.
So if you see a lot of police activity in and around that area, that's what it's for, so just be careful.
That's exactly what it's for. I mean, just watch out for them.
Sure.
Don't slow down. It's like, oh, look at the dogs.
Yes.
just keep your eyes on the road, that kind of thing. But don't worry. We're not tracking any criminals. Now, if we do have a real call, our canine team, which will have York County Sheriff K-9 written on the back of their shirt, yes, they will be out there doing that. But as far as different canine teams, a whole bunch of them, we're not doing this big, massive manhunt.
Would be some really bad luck, though, if a criminal just happened to choose that.
And it happened one year.
Really?
Believe it or not, it was one year when we had the SWAT, the sled helicopter used to come up to the training, and they would take the dogs into the helicopter, get them used to flying in a helicopter. Mm-hmm. And one day, some guy decided to run, and it was the worst week
for them.
Picked the wrong week to go run for somebody because we had the sled helicopter in the area, and we also had a whole bunch of canine teams ready to go.
Amazing.
So. It didn't. He didn't last very long.
No.
So.
It's like, what the heck?
He gets in prison and people say, what you in here for? What happened? And when he told them, everyone's like, oh, dude, rookie mistake.
Really? Yeah.
Rookie mistake. Oh, man. Trent Ferris is with the York County Sheriff's Office. It is Wanted Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And Trent, I know this is a time where a lot of people are ordering things online,
yep.
Shopping-wise. They're going shopping. Just everyone, just be mindful of people out there really want to take advantage of your generosity.
That's right. And we want to talk about porch pirates first.
Okay,
you know, when you don't buy stuff online, just remember have that stuff delivered and when you know it's being delivered. Track your packages. Be available for those home deliveries. And if you can't have them, you know, being there when it's delivered at home, have a neighbor pick it up for you, a trusted neighbor, or have it delivered to your office if your boss will let you do that. Also, choose the in-store pickup. I know Amazon has that now. So I saw
they have like
something
lockers,
online,
right?
Like a locker now. It's mm-hmm. an Amazon locker where you could pick it up in the store.
And if the doorbell rings and you are at home, go get it off your front porch.
Right away.
Sometimes
Absolutely.
There's a little laziness factor and you're like, eh, it's
I'll
on the front porch.
I'll get it,
yeah.
Yep. And also, if you got money or the way it means to do it, get one of those new Ring doorbells or some security camera that points right at the front door. Because last year we had a porch pirate going around stealing stuff, and one of those mm-hmm. Ring doorbells got a nice clear picture of that person. And,
wow.
And she was apprehended. Mm-hmm.
I read one out of three people will have a package stolen from their porch. So
we've had
don't think
even,
it can't happen
even,
to you.
And even in off season, not just around the holidays, we've had people steal mail out of mailboxes recently.
And
I think
nice
we talked about it on Wanted Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. They just are looking for an opportunity.
Checks in the mail, that kind of stuff. And also, I think it was Giving Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
We always need to worry about scams. On mm-hmm. Giving Tuesday next week, it goes Black Friday, shop local Saturday. I don't know what Sunday is. Rest on Sunday.
Yeah.
Like the Lord says. Cyber Monday. But then it's Giving Tuesday. And that's when your charitable organizations are out there looking to make sure, you know, get some mm-hmm. donations from you. Make sure you go to the South Carolina Secretary of State's office and check those people who are registered with the South Carolina.
That's a good point. And they release every year their Angels and Scrooge list, those organizations that do spend your money as they say they are doing it. And then those are the angels, and the Scrooges are the ones that take your money, and then most of it might go to operational costs mm-hmm. or for decorations in the office, and it doesn't necessarily go to the cause.
If I'm not mistaken, I believe the Sheriff's Foundation of York County is an angel this year because I think it's like 0.4% we have to do for printing and paper and mailing and all that stuff that we use. But
that's
all 99.7% goes to the local community of what we
that
make.
Is great.
It's amazing too how people,
so donate to the Sheriff's Foundation.
Organizations, that's so great because they want to be angels and they know people are going to be looking. So any place that they can save cost and give more to the cause is a great thing.
Yep. And just keep in mind, again, you've got a lot of family members together.
Yep.
Temperatures rise. So you all at the Sheriff's office know all
just
about
just remember
this.
Those. We still have deputies working on Thanksgiving, and the last thing they want to go do is break up a fight amongst you and Uncle Eddie.
You know? Thing, the holidays and sharing custody of your children.
Oh, that's a good point.
A lot of the police stations and different have safe spots mm-hmm. where you can go mm-hmm. and make that exchange.
Yes, and I mean, you could do that at the Moss Justice Center, any police station. I mean, I know some people choose churches from time to time because. Who wants to get in a church in a fight in a church parking lot? It happens,
but
it's just one of those neutral areas, and keep it civil.
All right. Well, Trent Ferris, please thank all the folks who are working tomorrow. Those in law enforcement, there are certain jobs that do have to work year round, whether it's Thanksgiving, Christmas, or February the 8th. It doesn't matter. They're just always on. But our law enforcement officers
like
do
us.
Yeah, exactly.
we'll be here on Friday.
We'll be here when the world explodes, giving you the most important information. But you would be here too, Trent. So
I would too. I mean,
we'll be together.
Or at the emergency management office.
Oh, that's a good point. That's it. All right.
Informing you that the world is
blowing up. Oh, that's it. All right. Well, Trent Ferris again is with York County Sheriff's Office on behalf of Crime Stoppers. Check them out online. That phone number one more time.
1-877-409-4321. I know we didn't go anything this week with crimes, but
anytime,
if you see anything going on or if you see anything online, you know, any tip that you give can lead to a reward.
All right. Trent Ferris, thank you so much.